So, love is equality. Have a look. Love is only real where equality is real. And what is equality? Equality is love thy neighbor as thyself, do unto another what you want them to do to you. And love in itself is perfection, and equality is perfection. Therefore, love as equality is the drive to perfection. It is the exposure of all deception, no matter what. The stopping of all inequality. Inequality is where one allow in your mind three secret thoughts about others. That is deception. That is evil. That is not love. It is judgmental. It is forming opinions about others. Love as equality is when in your mind you are working towards standing up as the perfection within yourself and within everyone else, and that you make sure it happens through the principle of tough love. Wherever inequality or deception or judgment or any form of limitation is allowed, you immediately expose it.
Thanks for watching. As you watched, the speaker believes, Dr. Naghavi, love is equality, of course, after Mr. Sheikh Musharraf's words on love and equality. The speaker believes love is equality. Love is only real where equality is real. Love is equality is the drive to perfection. It is the exposure of all deception. Inequality is deception that is evil, that is judgmental, that is not love. How much do you agree with this definition? Can we make equality by the exposure of all deceptions?
Yes, very good question. But could I comment on the issue of feminism before that, or should I answer that question?
You could comment, but because of shortage of time.
Just basically, I just wanted to talk about the issue of, the issue of feminism, but generally, when we talk about rights and duties, as I was saying, there's a balance of rights and duties between man and wife. That is one thing that has to be taken into consideration, right? That if someone is given more rights, it is maybe because he has more duties to
more
perform.
Responsibility.
More responsibilities, yeah, to perform. So yeah, there's a balance and equilibrium. So that is one general thing. The other thing is that we have different roles to play in life, man and wife or whatever, husband, wife, father, child. There are different roles. Roles are of two types. One is a role that we can take up out of our own through free will and volition. We accept that role in society. It's not imposed upon us. We take it upon ourselves to carry out a role in society. One of the leaders of society, one of the political leaders of society, for example, is a role which I take up upon myself. Another role is something which is naturally I have to take that role. There's no other choice but to be in that role. If I'm a son, I'm a daughter,
yes,
of someone. So that's a natural role which I have to play.
Yes.
And so when there's a difference of role rights and duties, it is dependent upon the roles which we have to play. Either it's a role which is of a voluntary nature, is a role that is of a natural nature. So that is one thing that has to be taken into consideration. And of course, we need to expand upon that issue.
Yeah.
The other issue is that, as I said, there are bounds. And the basic bounds to any rights are the rights of God Almighty. The haqqullah imposes itself upon everything. Even the haqqul nas is under the umbrella of the haqqullah. Our duty towards our fellow man is based on the fact that we have a right and duty towards our Lord, and our Lord expects us to be taking care of our fellow mankind.
Yes.
Basically, in human relationships, when we talk about love, we talk about love in relationship with God, in relationship to others, in relationship to ourselves.
Yes.
Love is a state where it is an affective state. It's a state of emotion. It's a state of feelings and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But equality is beyond that.
Yes.
It is the concept of equality. It is something intellectual before it is of
feelings,
of feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
So you cannot make...
Can we make it possible by the exposure of all deceptions, as the speaker believes?
I mean, what does he mean by deception? I mean, deception, what does he, what is the meaning of deception in his concept? That has to be, we have to be clear. Yes, if people are deceiving each other, in, for example, in the relationship with each other, man and wife, there's a deception there, it has to be exposed. Because the speaker wants to say that there's true, if there's true love, there's no deception. Yes, true. If there's a true love between us and our partner, there should be no deception. If there's deception, it means the true love is not there.
Will it be enough?
To become...
Could it be one factor to make it possible? Love equals equality?
I mean, yes, it could play a role. But equality, as I said, is not just cannot be just confined to the concept of love. Equality
yes.
is much broader than that.
Right.
Yes, to implement... as I said, equality or bringing about a balanced society, emotions and feelings have a very important role to play.
Yes.
Motivation, for example, when you talk about our duties towards the leadership of the Islamic community, the Ummah, the Imamul Muslimin, we have a duty to him. He has a right that we accept his position, his authority. We have to accept his authority. That is what is accepted of Muslims, to accept the authority of the true leader, of the imam,
yes.
of the wali. But it is not without love.
Right.
I mean, wilaya, the concept of wilaya has two aspects. One is this aspect of the authority which is imposed and which has to be accepted as a duty.
Yes. Mm.
And one is the motivating force that has to push us towards that acceptance of authority.
Yeah.
That is the mawadda. When we even are talking about the imams, the immaculate imams, the infallible imams, when we're talking about their authority, that authority is not imposed upon us just because we intellectually have to accept
yeah,
it.
That
yes,
goes beyond that.
Because we accept that intellectually and rationally, and that we love them. And the love is, that love is the motivating force that is making us accept that authority. So yes, in
right.
the issue, when we're talking about authority, when talking about equality or rights or duties, love plays a very important role in achieving that state of equality or that state of a balanced society,
yes.
where rights are given to everyone, where, for example, duties are observed. Motivation, the love provides the motivation, and that is a very important factor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, the human being to carry out any action or any behavior which is caused within the human being is in this sequence: thinking, feeling, acting.
Thank you, sir.
So
yes.
the love, the motivating force, the effective state of the human body, of the human soul is very important, but equality and balance is not just love.
Yes.
It can,
thank
it
you.
Is more encompassing.
Thank you.
That's
so
what
much.
I can understand.
Yeah, clarified.